U.S. campus encampments have grown over the weekend, protesters demanding not just a ceasefire, but that universities divest funds from Israel. This comes as there were global protests this weekend calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. While concerns continue regarding anti-Semitism during protests, more American Jews are speaking up, joining ceasefire protests and expressing solidarity with Palestinian and Muslim communities. Author Ayelet Waldman is one. She was born in Israel, now lives in California, and is known for her novels and essays on motherhood, among other subjects. On Friday morning, she and six others were arrested by Israeli police for taking part in a peaceful protest with a group of rabbis. They marched towards Gaza at the Erez border crossing. She was carrying a bag of rice. They were all released Friday night. And Ayelet Waldman joins me now from Tel Aviv. Ayelet, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ayelet, tell me why you traveled from California to Israel and what your protest at the Gaza border hoped to achieve.
I've been feeling for the last 6 months a sense of profound powerlessness. I was horrified by the events of October 7th. I want to make that clear. But what has been happening now in Gaza is a horror like I have not seen in my lifetime. And it is a horror being done in my name and in the name of every Jew in the world. What we did was bring one pickup truck full of food. But what we were saying is our Jewish values require us not just to feed ourselves, but to feed the stranger. And this food is a symbol of what the world, and we in particular, must give to the people who are now undergoing unimaginable suffering.
And what happened when you arrived at the border crossing carrying a bag of rice as you were, but with a truck of food behind you? Was it allowed in?
No, of course not. And we knew that it wasn't going to be. So we approached the Erez crossing. We got off out of our cars and we escorted this pickup truck full of flour and rice. And we walked as close as we could. We were greeted by police and we were pushed back. And eventually a number of us were arrested and I was arrested.
You were right there at the border with Gaza. I think the feelings you're describing of powerlessness many in the country here have felt. What was it like being right there but not being allowed to go in?
It's such an interesting thing that people don't necessarily understand. These are very small distances, but the actual distance of experience and emotion is infinite. I mean, I'm in Tel Aviv and I just had a beautiful lunch surrounded by wonderful people having beautiful meals. And in Gaza, there is whatever food is coming in is utterly insufficient to feed the people. And it's not just about the food that's coming in. It's about a people who have been starving and need medical care and there needs to be an infrastructure. The crazy contrast of that in your brain between what's happening in Tel Aviv and what would happen if you got in your car and you drove an hour and 15 minutes, it makes your head explode.
Ayelet, this is such a polarizing war. Many in Israel want Hamas rooted out. They want all the hostages home. We've also heard that the human toll being exacted in Gaza is not widely reported in Israel. I'm sure you're talking to many people while you're there. What are you hearing and how do you talk about your desire for an immediate ceasefire, for a peaceful coexistence between Israelis and Palestinians?
There is a small community of Israeli activists that put their lives and their freedom and their reputations on the line and they know what's going on. And they suffer reputational, you know, people don't want to be friends with them. They criticize them. They call them traitors. I have been told again and again that the Israeli media doesn't report on the extent of the death. It's easy to deny because these statistics come from the Hamas infrastructure. But we live in a connected world, and it is really easy to put Gaza famine into Google and to see what's going on. And if you don't do that, it is because you don't want to know. I think the easy thing that I've heard people say here is a version of they brought it on themselves.
And what do you say to that?
I say that a four-year-old child whose limbs have been amputated is not a combatant. And I will say that I have heard people say there is no such thing as a non-combatant. They're future Hamas members, you know, but that is an expression of a lack of humanity that comes from a place of trauma. And I don't believe that expression. I can't believe that it can continue forever. I do believe that there are, even though this leftist community is very small, I do believe that that from that seed can grow something and can grow a recognition that this calamity is horrifically unjust and horrifically out of proportion.
Writer Ayelet Waldman, arrested last Friday during a protest at the Gaza border in Israel. Ayelet, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I mean, I'm going to get emotional, but thank you. Thank you for covering this.
And Here and Now reached out to the Israeli police, but they did not return a request for comment by our airtime.